You may know Wood as the pro-choice Republican. It started with a memorable TV commercial featuring two women walking in a park discussing the Republican primary. Others on abortion quickly followed, including this ad, which got political analysts talking.
That's too extreme. Corrine Wood believes abortion should be an issue between a woman and her doctor. So if you want Illinois to have a pro-choice governor, take a Republican ballot in the upcoming primary.
It's that line, take a Republican ballot, that had political pundits labeling her desperate, begging for pro-choice Democratic votes in the Republican primary. Wood has been trailing Attorney General Jim Ryan in the race for governor. The latest Chicago Tribune poll, taken at the end of January, has Wood behind Ryan by 36%. Polls also show voters don't seem to be too interested in the abortion debate. However, Wood says there's more to her than simply the abortion issue.
Since last September, we've been advertising on television, holding events, issuing position papers on anything from ethics and campaign finance reform to my support for O'Hare Airport expansion and transportation to how we would balance the budget, our economic development plan.
This information is highlighted on her website, woodforgovernor.com. Wood began her political career 6 years ago when she won a seat in the Illinois House. In 1997, she became current Governor George Ryan's hand-picked running mate, and in 1998, the first female lieutenant governor in Illinois history. During the campaign for lieutenant governor, it's well known that Wood was fighting breast cancer, but she managed to juggle chemotherapy and radiation treatments while keeping to a strict campaign schedule. A self-proclaimed breast cancer survivor, she's worked to promote breast cancer awareness, free mammograms, and a breast cancer tax checkoff, which has raised millions of dollars. She gained recognition working on the Main Street program, which promotes downtown development, and she secured $100 million in federal funds for her Rivers 2020 cleanup program. While remaining committed to these issues, she says as governor, her main focus would be education.
I've committed to spend 51% of all new dollars in our budget to education and workforce training, to issue school construction bonds so we can rebuild our aging schools and also help reduce overcrowded classrooms. I've talked about support for teachers. There's a teacher shortage right now. So I've talked about getting more teachers in the classroom with signing bonuses.
Wood claims some funding for this and other state needs could come from the federal government. She says other state leaders haven't pushed hard enough to secure federal dollars for Illinois. She also supports trimming member initiative spending from the budget to save money rather than raising taxes. As for her own finances, Wood has a great deal of personal wealth. She's already spent more than $3 million on her campaign for governor, much of it from her own pocket. And Wood has said repeatedly that she won't be outspent by her opponents. At the end of last year, one opponent, Attorney General Jim Ryan, had spent less than $1.2 million, with more than $2 million in the coffers. The third primary opponent, State Senator Patrick O'Malley, had spent about $1.5 million, with $2 million left to spend. Unlike Wood, neither had launched a major TV advertising blitz as of that date. If Wood wins in November, she'd be the first female governor in Illinois history.
If you happen to be the first, privileged to be the first, you're going to be viewed more carefully. Your work is going to be evaluated more closely. And I've said, as a woman, that simply means you have to work harder, work smarter, and be better.
As chair of Women's Health Illinois and the honorary chair of the Governor's Commission on the Status of Women, Wood says she fights for equal opportunities for women. And she says as the first female governor of a major industrial state, she would break even more barriers for women seeking public office. I'm Allie Kawa, AM 580 News.